Checking in again with James Marathis of the Quincy Housing Authority for an update on how they're coping during the pandemic and also how they're planning to move forward. So, Mr. Marathis, nice to see you again.
Same here, Joe.
Yeah, appreciate the opportunity. Last we talked, it's been a little while now. I know that the focus really was on making sure folks in your buildings were staying safe and also getting them food and anything else that they need. How has that been going?
It's been going absolutely fantastic. We're very, very fortunate. We've had minimal cases of COVID. The employees have been working extremely hard, keeping the buildings clean. We have a lot of temporary staff on hand, and we've really been, the staff has been doing a great job. I can't say enough.
That's great to hear. There was some, has there been some changes in the visitation policy since last we talked with folks who want to come and visit?
Sure, they can have visitors. We encourage everyone, obviously, to be wearing a face covering, sanitize their hands after touching any surfaces. We've been routinely fogging the buildings with a fogging sanitizing solution. We've been doing that every week to every one of our properties. I think it's really been extremely beneficial in keeping the COVID cases down.
That's good to hear. And of course, you're also in charge of the Hingham Housing Authority, right? How are things there?
We are Hingham and Marshfield, actually.
Okay.
Things have been the same there. We've been doing the same level of sanitizing, the same level of fogging, and very minimal cases throughout all three authorities. So we're very fortunate.
Are you getting the support you need from state and federal governments?
We are. Last night we received notice that we're actually going to be receiving our vaccine allocation next week. So we're very busy getting prepared for the rollout, and we're anxious to get it going, and I'm sure the tenants are anxious to get it.
That's excellent. How do you anticipate it rolling out?
Well, first of all, I got to say that huge hats off to the governor's office. The governor's office, DHCD, Massachusetts Department of Housing, Development, and Department of Elder Affairs, Emily Cooper, Ben Stone over at DHCD. Honestly, this couldn't happen without them. They've been planning on this rollout for all the housing authorities throughout Massachusetts, and Quincy is very fortunate to be at the top of the list. One of the first authorities to receive the vaccine. It'll be delivered next Tuesday to the authority, and then we'll start administering it on Thursday. Roll out one building at a time. We're going to do drone apartments first. That'll be done on Thursday, March 4th. And together we'll also be doing the Hingham Housing Authority that day as well. And then on Friday, March 5th, we'll be doing Tobin Towers. And then on Monday, March 8th, we'll be Sawyer Towers. And then Tuesday, March 9th, we'll be Pagnano Towers. And then on Thursday, March 12th, will be O'Brien Towers. So we're going to be rolling it out building by building, and we'll be going unit by unit, floor by floor. So we're going to ask residents to stay in their units, ask them to place a chair by their unit door. They'll complete a consent form, which will be completed prior to the day of the vaccination. They'll turn that consent form into their property managers, their door, and they'll be vaccinated floor by floor, EMTs in the fire department on each floor, as well as laborers to monitor them after the vaccine is given. Then 3 weeks after the first shot, they'll be given the second dose.
And who will actually be administering the vaccines?
Stop and Shop is who we have partnered with. So as far as the actual rollout of the vaccine, I have to give a huge shout out to the mayor's office. He's been extremely helpful in putting this together for the rollout of the vaccine and tying us with our partner, Stop and Shop. Also, Judy Morris, who's our in-house support services elder coordinator. She's been fantastic. So without the mayor's office, the fire department, Stop and Shop, Morris, and also City Councilor Nina Liang has also Judy to provide translation services, which will be available on that day for all of our residents. So it's been a huge, huge cooperative effort. And I'm so excited and happy that this is finally going to happen.
Yeah, that's now, is every resident eligible to be vaccinated?
Every resident, elderly resident or young disabled in any of our elderly buildings are eligible, as well as any volunteers that work hand in hand with the housing authority, and also, of course, all of our employees as well.
Okay. And so as far as pre-registration, all I have to do is fill out that form. Is that right?
Yes, we'll be delivering tomorrow to all of the residents a consent form along with a letter detailing to them the day of the vaccine in their building, time the vaccine will begin, and how we'll be moving through the floors. So they'll get that letter along with the consent form, and it has specific instructions of when to drop it off at their property manager's office. And we take all those consent forms, we send those into the state, they get into the database, and then they'll be eligible for the vaccine on that day.
Okay. And now, does this include children also?
No. This is strictly for the elderly and young disabled.
Okay. Do you know actually how many doses you're receiving?
We're going to be receiving 700 on the first allocation, which will be next week. And then we'll be getting another 600 or 700 the week after, so that we can complete all those buildings.
Great.
So and all in all, we'll be getting about 1,300 doses
for the first round. So do you know which one you're getting? Is it Pfizer or Moderna?
We're actually getting Moderna.
Okay. So it's easier to store, as I understand.
Right. At least, yeah. Yeah. And I guess from the day it's delivered, we have up until 10 days to actually get it. So that'll fit perfect with our schedule to get all the buildings done.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned Hingham. What about the Marshfield Authority?
That's also being done. That's being done on 10th, on March 10th.
Okay. All right. Why was Quincy first, Ms. Morathis? That's quite a feather in your cap.
Well, we're one of the first. There's a group of authorities that are on the first rollout. I think we were quick to get our forms back in, and the process that we had to go through on our end. And again, thanks to Judy and the staff, we were very quick to submit in our forms. We were very anxious to get going. So we've had some obstacles with some of the employees getting COVID. So it's been challenging a little bit on our end. So we've been pushing and inquiring all the way through to get this going. So I think being first in line certainly helped.
That's great. Now, is it required that somebody get a vaccine in public housing or no?
It is not. Okay. We don't require anyone. Obviously, we encourage everyone. At some point, we have to trust sciences. We have to trust the fact that this vaccine was developed specifically for COVID. And from the millions of doses that have already been given, we've got a pretty good track record that it's actually working. So it's got a pretty high percentage of effectiveness. So that's encouraging. And certainly, we would encourage everybody to get vaccinated.
Sure. If a resident already has been vaccinated, should they notify you of that?
Yeah. Well, when we pass around the consent forms, my guess is that, you know, they will not submit their consent form, and hopefully they've already been vaccinated and we can take them off the list.
Sure. And then I'm sure you'll have folks monitoring for any kind of allergic reaction, just as any other site.
Yeah, we're going to be monitoring each floor with laborers and EMTs and fire staff, and be watching them for about a half hour after they receive the vaccine.
Sure. Is this typically what's happening in other authorities around the state, do you know?
I'm not really sure. It really was optional for the authorities to participate. So I'm really not sure how many have and how many haven't, but we've been pretty focused on taking care of Quincy and our folks. So we're thrilled that this is actually coming point that we're going to be able to get it out there and get this done.
Yeah. Now, do you know, will that continue as the phases of vaccination proceed throughout the state?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I'm wondering if that will continue, you know, as the different phases come up throughout the year, if you'll be able to continue that for younger residents.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I hope that they continue that for the family residents and for everyone else. It's certainly going to be, the more people we get vaccinated, the less of this virus that we're going to have, and we can get back to living a normal life.
Absolutely. Do you are you providing transportation for folks who wanted to go to one of the other sites, the mass sites, perhaps?
We're actually encouraging folks to stay in their unit and to allow us to go, you know, unit by unit, door by door, to, you know, allow for social distancing. We really didn't want to pack folks into, we actually have a new shuttle that we purchased and we're going to begin rolling that out next month. We've been holding off only because we didn't want to be the cause of a spreading event and, you know, have 12 people in a shuttle and then find out that the driver and the 12 folks all had COVID. And have been holding off and suggesting that folks do as little travel as possible until the point that we actually get everybody vaccinated. So we're expecting to roll out that transportation starting next month, actually.
Oh, okay. There's something to look forward
that,
to.
That too will be going building to building, taking folks shopping and to pharmacies and throughout the city of Quincy on a regular basis. So that'll be rolling out through all of our properties starting next month.
That's great news. Great news. What else is going on that folks should be anticipating?
A lot of modernization efforts. A lot of modernization efforts. We've got some new handicap units being built down O'Brien Towers. We have new elevators going in at O'Brien Towers and Pagnano. We have a new roof going in at Tobin Towers and new elevators at Tobin Towers. And we've got a lot of big projects in front of us for this year.
I always like to ask you, what does the waiting list look like for the Quincy Housing Authority?
Well, the waiting list, that's a sensitive topic, Joe.
I know.
The waiting list process has changed, and now we're part of a statewide waiting list called CHAMP. And the state sets the priorities for the folks that are getting housed. And the waiting list changes every day, depending on what the priorities are and how many priority applicants we have applying to any of the various agencies. That waiting list changes every day and is kind of a moving target. So it's been a real challenge, especially in these times, to get bond and to get folks to send back their paperwork that's required in order to move their application forward. So it's kind of a little bit of a complex process that's kind of really slowed down the filling up of the vacant units, and the pandemic has not made it any easier.
Right, I know the moratorium on evictions is about to expire soon, so I'm sure you're.
So they say, unless they put that off, they've had some problems throughout other states. So I'm not sure whether that's actually going to end on the end of March, or whether or not it's going to get pushed out again. Certainly, people are in difficult situations. You know, a lot of people have lost their jobs. A lot of people are struggling from day to day. And it's been a rough ride for a lot of folks.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice to have a little glimmer of hope here with the vaccines.
Yes, let's hope so. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Yes. If folks have questions, concerns, what are some good ways for them to get some information?
They can either email. They can send an email directly to me if they'd like. It's jmarathis@quincyha.com. They can go on our website, which is quincyha.com. A lot of resources there. They can get in touch with any one of our employees. The application process is right on the Quincy Housing Authority website. And there's a bunch of resources on that site. So there's information available.
Okay. When time comes for vaccination, do they need any forms or paperwork or ID or anything like that?
They will need to have their ID on them the day of the vaccine. When it's administered, they'll need to show an ID. As far as the consent forms, we'll have gotten those beforehand.
Okay. And do they receive any kind of certificate or anything when they're vaccinated?
No, not from what I understand. And they'll be given a date on that day for when their second shot will be administered. So that'll be given to them on the day of the first shot.
Okay, very good. Anything else you'd like to let folks know about right now?
No, we're just looking forward to this. Let's get this done. Let's get people vaccinated and safe and hopefully life can resume. We got some good weather coming, so it couldn't have been timed any better.
Yep, good weather. Kids are slowly getting back into the classrooms.
That's it.
All right, good to talk to you. Really appreciate your time.
Joe, always a pleasure. Take care.
You too now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.